Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to Something Dull.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas like, is it okay to post a beautiful selfie of yourself on Instagram? And what should you wear to a live recording of a podcast? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not. I'm more Joe Malone, you're more Home Alone.
That was a good one.
I can't take credit for that. It's my friend Stephen that came up with that, but it's quite good, isn't it?
What he actually said to you, you know, your friend Jordan, you're more Joe Malone, he's more Home Alone. I'm offended.
Why two series in?
Because you're all right to say that, but not your friend. He can't give suggestions.
He's a hashtag G&D, though.
Oh, is he a hashtag G&D? Yeah. I can't even say. I've not even had a G&D.
He says worse. I mean, I'd go with this.
Have I met Stephen?
No.
Right, okay, fair enough. Hey, we're back. It's another week. What's new? What's new with you?
Oh, well, you know, there I was. In fact, Stephen was over for dinner a few weeks ago, and suddenly my phone springs into life. Lots of people texting me.
Yeah.
Career highlight. I've probably peaked. I got a mention on Have I Got News For You?
Oh, yes. I heard about this. Mm. Yeah, I only heard about it because we went for brunch and you showed me the clip.
Well, you asked to see it.
Yeah.
Yes, so, let's just not make that perfectly clear. I don't get my clips out at any old brunch.
Get your clips out! You do, you actually do. Tell our G&D divas that are listening what happened. Come on, put it into context.
Well, I had, during the week that the episode aired, you know, standard sort of stuff I had written in the mail about Meghan Markle, the now Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Sussex, who I do think is good news fundamentally. Does she have some issues that need to be sorted? Yes, but generally, on the whole, she is good news, for the record. And it was just about her wearing, her constantly putting her hands in her pockets, right, which I don't think is very royal. And I said that. They quoted it on Have I Got News For You. The audience did a noise. Ian Hislop rolled his eyebrows and they moved on. But it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it wasn't
they could
that
have
bad.
Said a lot. Yeah, it wasn't that bad at all. So really, because I was right, fundamentally, what I was saying was right. And I think that's why they all realised they couldn't actually say anything.
Okay, fair enough. Anything else?
Well, I was listening to a commercial radio station, but probably the most acceptable commercial radio station to listen to, a speech-based radio station.
Okay.
And in the adverts, and I'm going to play this through my phone here, listen to this.
Dacia Sandero from Dacia Retail Group. A simple car with a clever design. And from only $6,995, it's Auto Trader's best value brand 2018. Beating all those...
That's our theme tune!
Quite.
That's our... Sue them. I want to sue every one of them. I want money. I want lawyers.
What even is a Dacia?
Sue them. The Bastards, that's what I say. Every one of them. I want the head on a plate. How dare they?
So that's what's happened. But the biggest thing is look what we've got in front of us.
Yeah, what is this?
We've got these three sort of, well, tea towel bundles, let's call them.
Yeah.
And this was mainly used as protection.
Do you know, I was at a Robbie Williams concert recently.
Yeah.
Sat next to
Sitting
next to someone that works in insurance. And through it all, she offered me protection.
Oh, dear. Start the car. So our G&D diva, Joseph, has, at whatever expense, who knows...
Can I open mine?
Yes, in fact, I'm holding yours. You might be holding mine.
Oh, wow!
He has sent us in three custom, bespoke, luxury G&D diva low-ball tumblers.
So he's got... It's an actual whiskey glass. This is a really...
They say, Jordan, hashtag G&D diva's help I sexed my boss, producer Ben and William.
This is what it's like to be famous.
I know.
Oh, my, people send in nice stuff. Can I have mine?
Yes, all right.
It's actually a really high-end tumbler.
I love them. Joseph, thank you.
Joseph, thank you. This podcast is... I know what we should do. Mm. We should have a G&D diva, and I know exactly who we should toast to.
We're not going
to...
We've had issues with this before. We're not having a G&D diva. We are having a G&D.
A G&D. Right, OK, we're going to pour a G&D. For those of you that are listening for the first time and, like, what's Gin and the Bonnet, because some people do, some people have been with us from the start, which was nearly a year ago, can you believe that? A Gin and the Bonnet is a drink that was the current Queen's favourite drink and the Queen Mother's favourite drink. So the Bonnet is a French aperitif.
Yes.
A fortified wine.
Yes.
And gin is obviously like gin.
Gin.
And we were recently on telly, right? We were plugging the podcast on Trending Live.
Yep.
On 4Music. And we talked about Gin and the Bonnet, didn't we?
We did.
We haven't talked about us being on that show, have we?
No. You and they force-fed me a Greggs.
Yes, that's right. So we went on a TV show to talk about a podcast. And the presenter, Jimmy, said that he likes the podcast and he can't believe that he never had a Greggs, so he made you try a sausage roll, didn't he?
I did. He force-fed me a sausage roll. And
I love sausage roll. Go on.
It was... I was overwhelmed with carbohydrates.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never had a Greggs before.
No. I'll be honest, I'm not going to be going back.
No?
No.
Oh, come on. Do you know what I'm going to do?
Yes.
I'm going to bring you in a festive bake.
Oh, I'll clear my
diary. So we've got a gin and... What's tight portions? Are we on a budget?
Well, it's a drink. It's not supposed, you know, it's not a long drink.
Should we toast to Joseph?
I think Joseph, and also because it has been the Prince of Wales's 70th birthday recently, we'll toast the both of them.
Okay.
So Prince of Wales, obviously, sorry, Joseph, outranks you. So we'll put Prince of Wales first.
Okay.
And then Joseph.
These glasses are, honestly, mate, thank you so much for these.
Yeah, we're really pleased. They're lovely.
So His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales.
And Joseph.
And Joseph. Did you watch that documentary on BBC One?
I did, yes. I thought Prince Charles came out of it very well.
I do as well.
Which is fine, because he's jolly good egg, so it was a very fair and honest documentary.
That's the first time I've heard Camilla speak.
What?
Yeah, I've never heard her. She's like... I always thought she were a bit common.
Good Lord, no.
And she was like, I love Charles. I think one should appreciate all he does for the environment.
Was she having a stroke on it?
No, but just spat a bit there. I actually like Camilla.
I was very fond of her until that impression.
Oh, right.
The other thing that's been brought to my attention this week, Jordan,
yep,
is that you have, or someone has created, and I'm going to ask, was this you? Someone has created a Wikipedia page for Jordan North. International Man of Mystery, because, you know, a bit like, you know, Alexander the Great, some of the Roman emperors, where we can't really pin carbon date yet when they were born, it says Jordan North, born circa 1990.
What does that mean?
Well, they don't quite know if it was 1990, because they've then got in your fact box 1990 brackets age 27 or 28. Were you born in 1990?
I was born in 1990, yeah. Right.
Can we, if we put your actual birthday out there, do you think someone will correct it? Can we say your actual birthday?
It's the 14th of February, 1990.
Are you Valentine's Day?
Yeah, so many people, yeah.
God, that's the most unromantic thing to happen on that day.
I know. That's why my middle name's Valentino.
It's not, it's Levi. No,
but I was actually born on the 14th of February, 1990. Conceived in 1989 at Burnley Bus...
Well, your middle name is always use protection.
Conceived in 1989 at Burnley Bus...
I don't need to know that
Burnley
bit.
Bus station.
True story.
Yeah, this Wikipedia thing, it came to my attention. I've not really... First of all, I didn't set it up.
Can we just go through what's true or what's false?
Do we have to?
Born in Burnley.
Nope.
Oh, where were you born?
I was born in York.
Oh.
My dad was in the army, as I've mentioned loads of times, and we were posted out there.
Nationality, British.
Yep.
Alma mater. Do you know what that means?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, where you went to university.
Oh.
University of Sunderland.
No, I went to Cambridge.
Shut up.
I went to Cambridge.
Parent, yeah. Brackets, Graham.
Yes, it's my dad's name. I don't like this.
Your mother's name is Wendy.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, right? It's weird, this. I find it really intrusive.
Because
I try to keep certain things like a bit private and stuff.
March 2018, Jordan has co-presented the Comedy Agony Aunt podcast. Well, it's good we know what we are now. Comedy Agony... Can't speak, it's the debonair's taken hold early.
Only had one.
Comedy Agony Aunt podcast, Help I Sexted My Boss, together with friend and etiquette expert William Hansen.
Someone's put in personal life, North is a keen supporter of Stoke City and was reported to be a season ticket holder in early 2018.
That was just me, I did just change
did
it.
Did you just
I
change it?
Here, yes.
Who's put this in? North was arrested in early 2015 for flashing on the M6. Who's put that in?
The police.
I did not flash on the M6. I merely set...
Like, it was the M58.
I did not flash on the M6. I was merely dying for a wee. So I thought, no, that didn't happen. Anyway.
Do you know, they're nice glasses that Joseph Scott has actually.
Really
they're
good.
Quality. They've got a heavy bottom and a thin rim. And I don't know about you.
Where's
they do. You the good with any alcoholic spirit, you want a heavy bottom and a thin rim.
Do you like a heavy bottom and a thin rim?
Yeah, that's what I look for in a glass.
What is a thin rim?
I'll show you later.
I take it there's heavy rimming, isn't there? What's thin rimming? Is that just where you just put the teat of your tongue on it?
Oh, Jordan.
So remember, if you want our help with something, then you can send us a message on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. @sextedmyboss is our handle. Producer Ben's been posting more on Facebook as well, so check it out. It's been really good, to be fair to him. That was me being nice.
Oh, let's remember the day.
To producer Ben.
Minute silence.
He's been posting loads on Facebook and he's been really good on the socials at the moment, so do check it out. And you can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com. Or, like we say every week, you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, which is sextedmyboss.com. This episode is all about coffee shops. William, how do you take your coffee? How do you like your coffee in the morning?
I don't like all of these coffee shop creations.
What do you mean?
You know, a mocha chocolate.
A frack-a-lack-a parte with soya milk, extra sprinkles.
Living la vida loca.
I hate that.
Extra wet. Someone actually the other day it was in America, they ordered a coffee and they said extra wet. And I then had to ask the barista what that meant, and it just apparently means extra water.
Mm-hmm. Extra wet.
Just say, I'll have more water. Right. Extra wet, pathetic.
There's nothing worse than being in a coffee shop queue and some person, I was going to swear then, but I'm not, some person's in the front going, yes, darling, I'll have an extra frappa macca latte with extra sprinkles, soya milk, please, but please make sure it's the right branded soya milk, extra wet, and also could you put it in my Help Save the Environment mug? I'm not taking the mic because I've got one of those mugs now. I've changed recently. I don't use shower gel and stuff anymore. You were just having a go at me.
You don't use shower gel?
No, I use soap.
Thank God you're sitting a few arms' length away from me.
I'm proper lefty London liberal now. But yeah, there's nothing worse than being in a queue behind them, is
there? You and I have lived in London for exactly the same amount of time, and I have not yet stopped using shower gel. Don't take your top off. I don't want to smell.
I'm red hot. No, I'm like using soap now because it's better for the environment.
Right.
And roll-on deodorant and stuff. Why is producer Ben looking at me like that? Anyway, coffee.
I do think with coffee shops there should be two queues. At coffee shops. One, if you just literally want a bottle of water or a filter coffee, something straightforward, something that you can say in one or two words. Okay. If you have to give a sentence to order your coffee, something is going wrong in your life. And then another cue for those that do want stupid little creations that waste everybody's time and that are generally bad for them.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
I actually agree with you there. It's just come to me. I've not really told anyone this, but before my show on a Sunday...
In your other job.
I go to a coffee shop every Sunday morning and I think this girl behind the counter fancies me because I've on a few occasions she's given me a free coffee.
Does she offer you her venti?
I beg your pardon?
A venti. You see, and that's another thing about coffee shops. You go into Starbucks, and it is Starbucks predominantly, and you say, can I have a small filter coffee? And then they say something like, you mean a tall? I don't mean a tall, I mean a small.
Do they do a filter coffee in Starbucks?
Most of them. Oh, although a lot of these places...
I just asked for an Americano.
The smaller coffee... Oh, no, disgusting coffee. A lot of the...
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you think the filter coffee's better than...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
A thousand times better.
Right, I'm going to try this.
Because an Americano
now.
Is just an espresso topped up with hot water. It's disgusting. That's not actually... The concentration of coffee is disproportionate to the amount of water
did
that's in
there. Do they do a filter coffee in Nero?
No, I don't think they do, actually, in Nero.
That's my favourite coffee shop.
Leon, they do.
Yeah, they do it in Pret as well.
But some of the Leons, when basically... Because filter coffee, I think, don't think sells as well. And they go, the machine's not working. There is one particular Leon I'm thinking of. It's never worked. Don't say it's not working. It's because they don't want to actually sell it. Then don't advertise it. False advertising.
I'm such a twat now. I'm sat here talking to you about coffee.
Britain is thought to be a nation of tea drinkers, but we've actually been drinking coffee for a lot longer than tea. Yes. Going back into the 16th and 17th centuries, coffee houses were the meeting points of the day, like basically we have today. They were public, although no women. It was just men. And again, a bit like the private members clubs that you now have, whether it's the Garrick Club, Soho House, whatever, if you were, you know, of a particular persuasion, if you were sort of left-thinking or right-thinking, or if you were north-south, you gravitated towards certain types of coffee houses. Charles II tried to ban them. There was such an uproar, he abandoned that policy. And then when tea came in, the coffee houses sort of disappeared, although they then sort of were brought back in the sort of the Puritan era. And now we have Starbucks, etc.
So we've always had coffee before tea?
Yeah. Britain was drinking coffee before tea.
And then they brought the tea over on the ships, didn't they?
Yes,
and from
came
India.
Over from China first,
China.
And then the British then stole a tea plant from China and planted it in India because India has similar conditions to China, and Britain could then control the taxes on tea, and that's why you have Chinese and Indian tea, sort of. I mean, I've boiled it. That's a condensed history lesson. But
you're right clever, you.
Thank you.
Right clever.
I wish I could say the same.
I do think now, though, we live in a coffee shop culture. My dad's got a theory, right?
Yeah.
He's not a deep thinker, he's Graham North, he's intelligent, don't get me wrong, he's quite clued up. But he said to me, right, you know what I've noticed these days? When I were younger, he used to say, I'll meet you for a pint, or we'll go for a pint, or let's have a pint during
the
day break.
Yeah, okay, pints, there's a theme, yeah.
Now, it's coffee, that's his theory, and I agree with him.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm just saying it's changed. People.
I think we should be encouraging temperance.
Is that why you don't go without sex?
Well, I think it could be used in that meaning. I meant, you know, abstinence.
What, without beer?
Without alcohol.
No. Anyway, there's more coffee shops and pubs now.
There are quite a few.
Yeah. So we live in this culture, but I like a coffee.
And what do you order, an Americano?
You always get an Americano.
Oh, ask for a filter next time.
I say, can I have
change your life, cheaper as well.
I always say, can I have a tall Americano and a black coffee? I did a you joke. I did a you joke.
I don't normally laugh at my own jokes, though. That's the difference.
I did a you joke. Because that's me saying I'm going in and having a tall American person.
Yeah.
But we've got to...
Well done.
Do you know who does really good coffee and is very underrated? And I'm trying to spread the word and get it out there. I know we've already mentioned them today.
The Ritz?
Nope.
Claridge's?
Nope.
The Savoy?
Oh, Greggs.
What?
No, honestly, Greggs do really good coffee. Get a flat white from Greggs.
I don't have milk in my coffee.
Well, sorry. Well, get a coffee from Greggs. Their coffee is really underrated. It's good. And you can get like a meal deal, so it's like £3. Or in morning, it's best. You get a sausage and bacon butty and a coffee, and I think it's £2, £3.
John, generally, why are you wasting your energy on this conversation?
Because I'm just saying, if you're listening now, coffee in Greggs is very underrated. I think it's good, and they do some good meal deals. And the coffee's good. Is it okay, I probably know the answer to this, is it okay to buy a coffee and then sneak in a cheap butty from somewhere else? Because sandwiches in coffee shops are so dear, it's extortionate. So what I usually do is either take my own sandwich or get a butty from Greggs or somewhere cheaper from Sainsbury's and then have it in there.
I think it all depends on the time of day. If it's really busy in that coffee shop, other people are going to want to sit down. So if you haven't bought... I mean, if you've bought, let's say, a bottle of water from that shop, that I personally don't think is enough for you to set up shop to sit there, whether you're working or not working, and take up the seat, and then especially produce food that you have brought in from elsewhere, even if you've made it from home.
Right, OK. So you're saying—
I don't think that's enough. If you've bought a bottle of water, some other food, and then you are supplementing that with something you've brought from home or perhaps from another store, yeah, if it's not that busy, fair enough.
I paid nearly £6 for a toasty once in Starbucks. I think it was something like that.
Well, that's your own fault. No one made you.
Quite expensive. There's a coffee shop in North London. A lot of people have issues with this that have banned kids. Thoughts?
What's the address?
I don't know. I've read about it. Are you serious? You think? Because a lot of people don't like
kids. Oh, they can be. You know when it's half term. Oh, you know when it's half term in London.
So you don't think kids in coffee shops?
If they're well behaved.
Well behaved.
Fine. But if they are as my grandmother used to say, free range, then no.
Yeah. Where I'm from, there's a lot of kids. This is in pubs as well.
Kids. Why are children in pubs?
Kids running around.
I mean, that's different.
And you just see the mum and dad's like watching them, and every now and then she'll go, Ebony Louise, come here now. Ebony Louise, Tyler, come here. I said, come here! And you're like, oh, shut up. One more thing for you about coffee shops.
Right.
And this is what this is the only thing I don't like about coffee shops. And they've started this, and now everybody's doing it. And I'm going to go on a rant here, but I think it's a bit of a fair point. The demise of the ladies' and gentlemen's toilets because of coffee shops.
Lavatories.
Coffee shops now, right, you've got one, if you're lucky, maybe two little tiny toilets that you've got to share with 50, 40 people.
Yep.
And when a new bar or a pub opens or somewhere in your local area, they don't build ladies and gentlemen toilets now. It starts from the coffee shops. Go in a coffee shop, it's one toilet between the whole shop. I've not had a piss at a urinal for about 2 years. And I miss it. I miss having
never actually gone to a urinal.
Have you never weed at a urinal?
No.
Have you not?
I think they're disgusting.
Have you never used
it? I had my way, all gentlemen's lavatories would be cubicled.
Have you never used a urinal?
No.
There's something quite...
I mean, maybe when I was a child, but I can't remember.
There's something quite, like, I don't know, what's the word? Like, liberating, I suppose you could say. Like,
it's disgusting.
You're chatting to a bloke, you're like, all right, Paul, yeah, you've been in before? No, just that steak with missus, you should try it. Oh, cheers, thanks, that's first time been in. What? Producer Ben's just said to me, we've weed at your urinal together. I don't remember it. Obviously, he does. Have we?
In Norwich?
As if he remembers it. Did you have a look?
That's a bit perverted, he remembers
that. Did you have a look? Did you actually?
He didn't have a look, he had a giggle.
But hey.
Right.
So that's my rant on him. I think coffee shops, you will never go into a coffee shop and get a proper ladies and gentlemen's toilet.
How do we live?
I know.
Well, we're going to have a little coffee break. Get yourself a Mocha Choco Venti Latte or ideally a filter coffee, and we'll be back after this.
Is that actually a coffee?
I believe so.
Is it? Christ.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have to say, we're thrilled with the response that we had to our live show. I mean, we haven't done the live show yet, but when the tickets went on sale, within 8 minutes, we had sold out.
We sold out our live show.
I think we sold out quicker than the Spice Girls.
Did we? Mm. Yeah, but do you know what? Let's just go with that. We sold out quicker than the Spice Girls.
We did?
Yes.
So we're looking forward to seeing everybody that's going to turn up. Although...
You could be Posh Spice for the Spice Girls.
No, I would. If I were a Spice Girl, I would be Perfect Spice.
No, you'd be Posh Spice.
Which is actually the name of one of my local Indian takeaways is Perfect Spice.
Is it?
And I thought, yes, that's what I'll be called if I'm a Spice Girl. That or Luxury Spice.
Luxury.
I haven't decided.
You'd be Posh Spice. Come on.
I could do Posh Spice, I suppose.
What would I be?
I've got her vocal range.
Yeah.
You Common spice.
Common spice. Posh and common spice. Yeah, and we're really chuffed with the live show.
Are you actually going to turn up to the live show? Because you are always late to everything.
Yeah, and we had a telephone meeting for the live show, and when was that? On Friday?
Yeah.
I slept in. In my defence, I was at a George Ezra gig. And we had a few.
It's a work commitment.
We had a few drinks afterwards, and I got in at 4 o'clock.
It's a work commitment. And if this was any other business, you would have been sacked.
In my defence, I was on the whiskies.
It's not an excuse. So if you're on Gin and Debonair, an excuse. Whiskey, no.
We had a.
Anyway, we're looking forward to the live show.
We had an important meeting about the live show on Friday, and Muggins here slept in.
So, which is quite funny because you don't know what you're doing for the live show. So
yeah,
that could be interesting.
It's just like we're looking forward to it, the live show, and it's going to be really good. We're really, really looking forward to it.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about coffee shops. These are all questions and stories sent in by you, the wonderful G and Divas. So I have the first one here.
Do you want to top up before?
Yes, I've
come on. Do you know what? I'm actually up for getting smashed.
Oh dear.
I've had a week of it.
First question. Hello. I'm a manager of a coffee shop, and nothing infuriates me and my staff more than a customer waiting in the queue for a while and then not knowing what they want to order when they get to the till. Do you think it's acceptable, and are we just being irrationally angry, or are the customers just plain rude? Please give us some sanity. Love and kisses, brackets, not on the mouth, Naomi. Thank you, Naomi. That's lovely.
I like that, Naomi.
Good Lord, how big is that Gin and Debonair you've just poured me?
Well, you said you like a big rim, so put it in.
Yes, I think that's very frustrating. And I've never worked in a coffee shop or a bar or anything like
You've never worked a day in your life, son.
This feels like work. I would be very cross if someone came up and I would probably, if I were in charge, if I owned the coffee shop, I would say, no, back of the queue and send them to the back.
So you think it's annoying when they're in there? Do you think it's... Right, let me read... More than customer waiting in the queue for a while and then... Oh. Do you know what?
And I think this is indicative of this culture we have when people want extra shots of this, syrups, etc. Actually, if they just went, I'll have a filter coffee with milk, I'll have a filter coffee without milk, fine. Coffee shop queues would not exist.
I disagree with you, eh? We live in a world now where everyone's just rushed and just... We have too much choice. If someone's in the queue in front of you and they're taking the time, usually it'll be me, I'm not going to lie to you, because I am so indecisive, it is unreal. I am so indecisive, and I'm the person in the queue going, like when we go out for food, I can't decide, can I? I never know what to get. So just be a bit patient. It's the world we live in now where everyone wants quick answers and bang, bang, bang.
No, but I think if you've been standing in a queue with nothing to do, they've probably been on their phone being terribly rude and ignoring what they're actually going to do, and they're wasting everybody's time.
What if it's a sweet elderly lady and she's like,
I don't mind what age you are or what gender you are. I don't even care if you're a goat. Get on an order.
No, I disagree. Can we just be a bit more patient and a bit more pleasant to each other? Or just do the British thing and tut. Just tut. Just go, there's no wrong with that.
This question is from Chris. As someone who finds themselves working away in a coffee shop, I always wonder how long is socially acceptable for me to stay in the cafe for each coffee I buy. Mm. Is it acceptable to stay there all day with one coffee? Does an extra brownie mean I can stay for a tiny bit longer? I want some calculations on this one.
I would say, because I've done this, I'm a fellow freelancer, and I, you know, sometimes go to the coffee shop to do my work and get myself out of the house when you work from home. I always say the 90-minute rule.
What's the 90-minute rule?
So get yourself a coffee, and that gives you 90 minutes in.
Just a coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Just a coffee is 90 minutes.
And then after 90 minutes,
no.
I get a small one. That keeps you in for another 90 minutes.
No. I think for everything you buy, 15 to 20 minutes for each item you buy.
Shut up.
So if you have a coffee and a cinnamon bun, then you 40 minutes.
What about, like, I'm on about people that, like, you know, you see them with the moleskin pads and the bloody printer.
Moleskine.
Oh, yeah, it is Moleskine, isn't it? Told my dad that. The Moleskine pads and the printer and the phone and the bloody landline next to them and stuff.
I don't think they bring in the landline.
They bring in it. I've seen someone with a full-on photocopier once. I'm joking. I'm being dramatic. Do you think it's okay to set up office then?
No. I mean, to do a bit of work, fine. Set up your office, no.
I really need a wee.
Final question. This is from Sally. The good news is it's three paragraphs.
Right, come on, Sally.
In alphabet dating, C should be coffee shop as standard. I've been to many in my time, a classic dating location. Now my boyfriend and I have always been quite adventurous. Sexually. Oh. And this is... this is an overshare, Sally. And this all started during one of our first dates at a coffee shop. We'd seen each other a couple of times by this point, but somehow we could still refrain from anything below the budgie smugglers. Until that day. Jordan, you've just spat your gin into Bonnie.
I'm sorry. It's that word, it gets me every time. Anything below the budgie smugglers.
I've only done one paragraph.
Oh no, I've weed a bit. I'm not even joking.
Do you need to go now?
A bit's come out. Hurry up.
I don't know how we got onto it, but long story short, I asked him when I would get to see his budgerigar. His wee little winky. His millionaire shortbread. The answer to that question was right there and then. He popped his cheese... He popped his cheese twist out below the table, and it turned out I was quite peckish.
Right, hang on. Oh, God, I need a wee.
So I guess my question is it okay to bring in your own snacks to a cafe and then pop them in your mouth? Sally, there are words for people like you.
Is she admitting that she sucked someone off in a coffee shop toilet?
I don't know what to believe.
Oh, my God, she is. This is brilliant. Yeah, right, it's okay to bring your own snacks in. William doesn't think it. It's definitely not okay to give someone a blowy in a coffee shop toilet. Even if it's...
a multi-gender loo.
Even if it's a multi-gender loo, you can't do that. Oh, my God, that was the funniest letter we've ever had.
Right, if you're going to tell a friend anything, Jordan, that you've learned today, for me, if you have, per item you have ordered, whether it's food or drink, 20 minutes in a coffee shop.
Yeah, I've learned... I'm really going to have to go. I'm dying for a wee.
He's genuinely not joking.
What can I say? I've learned that you can take your own snacks. I'm going to have to go, honestly. I'm sorry.
Right, well, that's the end of that. I'll do this bit. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us or you can see pictures of our beautiful faces and more on our Instagram, both are at sextedmyboss. Or you can email us. The address is help@sextedmyboss.com. You can write to me and I will send you a handwritten reply on my own letter-headed paper. The address is on the website at sextedmyboss.com. And if you like Help, I Sexted My Boss, you can share the G&D for love with your friends and write a review on iTunes. Gosh, this podcast would be so much better if it was just me. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.